Unit 3. Developing teacher as an instructional leader of classroom. Objectives. To equip school leaders to enhance classroom instructional leadership among teachers. Expected learning outcomes. At the end of this unit, learners will be able to explain the role of a teacher as the leader of classroom instructions. Create a learning-centric school culture. Do academic supervision and give progressive feedback to teachers. Plan and conduct activities for the development of collegiality among all teachers. Content outline. Teacher, the key to school transformation. What are the teacher's instructional leadership? Levels of teaching learning leadership at school. The academic accountability of teacher. Different roles of teacher as leader of classroom instructional practices. Teacher as a reflective practitioner. A role of school leader to create teachers as instructional leaders of their classroom. Promoting teacher leadership. Facilitating teacher-student interaction inside and outside the classroom. Addressing teacher issues and concerns. Promoting professional growth of teachers. Academic supervision and feedback. Leader as catalyst for collegiality. Hello friends, in the previous unit we have discussed various learner-centered teaching learning strategies and how to make a conducive classroom for learning. Now in this unit we are going to discuss why and how to lead the teaching learning process within the classroom and what school leaders should do for it. In the classroom, teacher is a leader of the learning process and practices. He or she is responsible to accelerate and direct the students' learning with active engagement in learning of a particular subject or knowledge discipline. This role of the teacher is very important for the learning achievement of all students, and he or she is responsible for the student's academic success or failure. A principal or headmaster of the school is also a prime or head teacher, so he or she is primarily responsible for students' overall learning achievement. Accordingly, he or she have to create such conditions in school to accelerate and facilitate learning and ensure all students succeed. He or she have to accept the responsibility of students' success or failure. In this unit, we will discuss how a school leader leads the teaching learning process. Let's start the learning. Developing teacher as an instructional leader of classroom. Teacher or teaching is a very noble profession that shapes the character, caliber, and future of an individual. If they remember me as a good teacher, that will be the biggest honor for me," said Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. Warm-up activity. Share your teaching story. Which teaching learning activity do your students like most during your teaching and why? Share your teaching story. If you are not a teacher, then share your school time teaching learning memory which you always remember and why. Dear learners, in the previous unit of student-centered pedagogy, we have understood the central position of the learner in the teaching learning process. So in this unit, we will discuss in detail the central place and role of teachers in school transformation. In this unit, we will also discuss in detail the important role of the headmasters or principals as the leader of school teaching learning process. But before, let's look at the success stories of some teachers who did their work as leader of learning. First story, Anita from SBG UPS in Basai Bhopal Singh village in Neemrana district in Haryana word Pitara. My kids were unable to learn new words because most of their parents were illiterate, so they had no help at home. I asked my students to collect English words and make a pitara. Sheets of paper with words and their meaning was added by the kids in the pitara, who then shared the correct spelling and meaning of the word with the class. Every week, students would randomly pick up words from the pitara and share its meaning and spelling with the class. Second story, Himanshu from Government Inter College, Simalka in Nainital district in Uttarakhand Mark Park. Himanshu started and founded a club named Innovative Maths Club, which is helping him a lot to make maths easy. His innovation is to associate maths club activities with the activities of Eco Club. According to the theme of NCF 2005, he used the open air environment for making a joyful and practical oriented implementation of mathematical theories like about angels and height with the help of trees and shadow. Both of the above teachers have taken different innovative initiatives at their level to facilitate the learning of the students without assuming that it is their job to teach only. They have taken the responsibility of leading the learning of the students in their class. Teacher, the key to learning and school transformation. Research studies on the factors that affect students' academic performance have shown that, broadly, three major factors affect students' learning. OECD 2005B. First, the background of the students, especially their economic, social, and cultural characteristics. It has been proven time to time that this factor is a major factor affecting students' learning and creating gaps or deviations in their studies. It is not an easy task to influence the background-related features of such students in the short run through educational policy. Second, school-related factors, which can be easily influenced by educational policies, are less responsible for study gaps than students' background characteristics. Hallinger and Heck, 1996. Lathwood, et. 2006. OECD, 2005b. The third factor is the school level component or variable, which is closely related to the student's learning, such as the quality of the teacher and the teaching learning activities that take place within the classroom. This third factor is the one that has the most impact on the study performance of the students and creates gap in their studies. Lathwood and Rail, 2003, OECD 2005b. Other scholars also believed that the extent to which the potential benefits of school reforms could be realized depends much on the knowledge and skills of the school personnel. Lewis et al., 1996. Many of them advocated that teachers' continuous learning and development would be the key for successful school reforms. Skies, 1996. Lewis et al., 1996. Regarding teachers in the reform process, they are in fact facing numerous challenges from complex educational goals, diverse educational expectations, great accountability, changing curriculum and demanding educational tasks. In order to meet these emerging challenges, continuous learning and self-improvement can help teachers acquire the necessary knowledge and skills for making better judgments and taking more effective action in an ambiguous situation. This contributes to the provision of school education quality in the reform process. What is the teacher instructional leadership? The leader builds instructional capacity aimed at increasing student learning and achievement through interactions with his or her colleagues, principals, and other members of the school community. Mankin and Stirlincha, 2008. York, Barr and Duke, 2004. In this role, leaders have the potential to impact professional learning communities that influence other teachers, to contribute to the development of instructional materials and strategies, and to enhance student achievement. Spillane, Halvorsen and Timon, 2001. Here I am defining the teacher as the leader of the teaching learning process at the classroom level. The teaching learning leader builds one's teaching and students' learning capacities aimed at increasing students' learning and achievement through classroom interaction with his or her students by the curriculum. Functions of teachers' instructional leadership at the classroom. Teachers should be accountable for the learning of their students and actively participate in the learning process to motivate the students for learning. To solve problems of learning and facilitate learning. To make a plan for facilitating learning of all students in classroom. To give speed and direction to their learning through continuous formative assessment. To execute curriculum with the focus of expected learning outcome. To use pedagogy to lead the learning. Stirlingta and Mank in 2010 argued that two trends in education have resulted in a conceptualization of teacher leadership. A. The effort to professionalize teaching, and B. The focus on academic accountability and increased attention to instructional quality. Because of these trends, teachers are being recognized as a source of knowledge and a means of influencing instructional change, both their own and that of their colleagues. These educational reforms have led researchers to examine the different roles that teachers can assume as leaders. In short, leading students' learning means teachers assume himself accountable for the learning of all students and actively participate in the learning process to motivate and accelerate the learning in right direction. He or she monitor learning through continuous formative assessment and solve the problem encountered and facilitate learning. Along with this, he or she led the educational reforms and innovative teaching learning practices in his school and colleges. Levels of teaching learning leadership at school. Student leader of self-learning. Teacher leader of classroom level learning. Principal or head teacher, leader of school level academic activities. The teaching learning leadership is a transferable thing, meaning that at the school level, the headmaster is the leader of the teaching learning, while at the class and subject level, the teacher is leading the learning process. And last but not least, the student is at the center and leading his own learning process and practice. In short, the leadership of the learning is expected to be transferred and transitioned from the general to the specific, and only then can the learning conclude. The most important role in this is played by the teacher, as the teacher has to develop in the students the ability to lead their own leading and learning skills and attitudes, and also hand over the responsibility of the learning to him or her without even knowing it. This task is not as easy as it seems. But if this is not done, the principle of learning to learn will not be achieved, and the students will continue to carry the burden of learning only by doing the rote memorization. The academic accountability of teacher as a leader of students' learning. The role of the teacher is very important for the learning of all the students in the classroom. Learning outcomes are the output of the learning process, And most of time, a learning process is led by our teachers and followed by the students. So learning achievement or failure is the joint credit or responsibility of teachers and students. While the performance of only a few children in the class reaches the expected level, many do not reach that level. In Indian context, Pradham report show that more than half of the students in the class do not reach the expected level of reading, writing and mathematical operations. From this, it can be said that teachers do not teach in the classroom. It cannot be said because teachers teach but students do not learn. In our traditional classroom at all levels, most of teachers assume that it is my job to teach only and learning is the responsibility of the learners. Accordingly, they completing their assigned workload on time, taking revision and measuring the achievement by taking examination. It means there is definitely a gap between teaching and learning. The answer that comes from finding out exactly where this omission is and reviewing the research done to study it is that our teachers teach better in the traditional sense. But is the student are learned? How they are learning? Does he or she have any personal difficulties in learning? What is his or her learning style? These questions do not address or not to be considered. As you can see in these graphics, that is transfer of learning responsibilities. Student is at the top and the teacher is at the bottom. And from teacher it goes pre-primary level to primary level, secondary level, higher secondary level and higher education. And students come down to higher education, higher secondary level, secondary level, primary level, pre-primary level. Both the teacher and the student are responsible for the learning achievement of students, even if it is part of learner. This responsibility varies according to age and school level, or it is gradually transferred from teacher to student. At the primary level, the teacher is more responsible, while at the college level, the student is responsible for his own learning achievement. In short, our teachers place a high value on teaching and the completing courses. On the contrary, it is important to consider how to facilitate the learning by considering these questions. In our overall educational system, it is fair to assume that learning is the responsibility of students. Here are two examples of students, learning responsibility and academic accountability of teachers. Example 1. Krishna went to her 5th grade daughter's school for a parent learning. A parent meeting. She asked the teacher, "My daughter does not complete all the assignments given to her on time. She gets very bored." So the teacher immediately suggests to her that you should pay more attention to her and help her to complete assignments on time. Example 2. The parents of Chinmay visit the school for parents teachers meet and inquire about Chinmay's progress. During the interaction, the mother revealed her observation that till the fifth grade, Chinmay was very anxious to complete the given project work on time. But since he comes to the sixth grade, he is neglecting assigned project work and he always eager to play outside. So most of the time, his work remains incomplete. Parents further say, "We think we should pay more attention to him." Then the teacher says, "No, it is my responsibility. You not to do anything. I make the necessary changes in my teaching and projects." And over the next month, Chinmay starts completing the assigned projects to him as before. Yet the teacher considers Chinmay's developmental characteristics and accordingly, he started to assign field-based projects to him, like climbing on trees, and to study the differences in their characteristics and appearance by observing the insects that live on the ground and live above the ground. Different roles of teacher ask leader of classroom instructional practices. Teacher leadership plays a wide role in the success of the students and the school. These roles are sometimes formally assigned and sometimes informally accepted. Under the able leadership of the teacher, the whole school is reformed and the school is transformed into learning organization. Teachers can lead in many ways. His most important role in this is to lead the learning process in the classroom, which is why he is the key to his students' learning and performance. The main goal of teaching is to facilitate students' learning. Students learn from the actions they take in teaching and what the students did in learning process within curriculum and under the guidance of leader. Learning will be facilitated through the thoughtful, consciously planned and executed teaching in the classroom. That is, the students' actions depend on the teacher's actions. While the teacher's actions depend on his or her own knowledge, skills, thought process, and most importantly, his or her role. Role of teacher as leader of learning. First, facilitator of learning. The teacher works to make the student's learning easier. He or she is not only an information transferer or curriculum presenter, but also he or she has a better understanding of the actual learning problems of the students, accordingly providing the necessary assistance and resources to facilitate their learning. The role of teachers here is to make learning easier, and for that, planning the appropriate teaching and learning strategies, exploring the available learning resources, and providing those tools. For example, organizing language games to make it easier for students to learn new words in English, or if a student in the class lacks the expected foreknowledge, provide him or her with additional resources such as video, reference book, or any other material. In short, the role of the teacher is important as it facilitates the accelerate the learning of the students. Teacher is a facilitator of learning, catalyst for the learning, instructional expert, curriculum expert, a guide, a reflective practitioner. Next, learning assistant. The teacher should act as the student's learning assistant in the classroom. You may say that this is what the teacher does, but in reality this is not true. If students are hesitating to ask problems and questions to teachers, it means teachers do not play the role of assistants in the classroom, while appear more as observers. Conversely, when we look at the teacher as a learning assistant, his classroom presence is expected to be reassuring and encouraging. Catalyst for the learning. When we look at the teacher as the leader of the learning, his role is to act as a catalyst for the study. Here, teacher participate in learning activities and work with the students to motivate, reassure, and empower them, which in turn increases students' learning engagements and as a result enhances learning achievement. Teacher as instructional expert. The teacher acts as an instruction expert while leading the learning process in the classroom. He or she chooses the information suitable for the study, arranges it in a proper way, and presents it in such a way that it makes the learning easier for the students so that they can easily understand the concepts. The role of an instructional expert is very important as the teacher can easily explain the complexities of the subject matter to the students on the strength of instructional expertise. Teacher as curriculum expert. The teacher has to understand the socio-cultural, philosophical, scientific basis of his or her subject curriculum, its goals and objectives, the quality of the content, the place of the subject in the overall curriculum of that school level, considering the interrelationships between the various components of the curriculum, how to make the planning of teaching and evaluation accordingly. The role of the teacher as a curriculum expert is very important in determining its implementation for the actual objectives of the curriculum. Teacher as a guide. Along with the facilitator assistant as a guide, teacher's role is very important. When teacher leading learning process, he has to guide students as subject expert with belongingness and compassion. He or she will urge to speed up the student's learning process, then she or he will succeed in learning process. Here it is not expected to guide the learning process in a neutral way. Instead of that, he or she should be an active participant in learning process, like a sports coach comes down to the field and focuses on the problem, just like that. Teacher as a reflective practitioner. People who constantly use reflective thinking for continuous Improvement and development in their personal and professional work and abilities are called reflective practitioners. Reflective thinking. Learn or relearn, practice, unlearn. Reflective thinking can be considered as a practice of learn, unlearn, and relearn, or a process of self-assessment, continuous learning and development. It is through this process that one can make continuous improvements in one's personal and professional abilities and work. Both the teaching and the pedagogy is constantly evolving things. So teachers should focus on continuous improvement and development of his or her teaching and pedagogical practices. To achieve this continuous improvement and development in his or her work, teacher how to act as a reflective practitioner. Reflective thinking is a practice of self-assessment and improvement. So you can ask yourself some questions before the action, like what I have to teach and why. How can I achieve the goals and objectives of my teaching? What are the best ways and pedagogical strategies for my teaching? What is challenging for me during the action? Like, is my teaching planning and executions are going in right direction? What variables are threatening and what are enriching the execution of teaching? What lesson I get during practice or action? What is difference between my basic beliefs and assumptions regarding action and what is reality which I experiencing? Which are the contextual variables who affects students' learning? And after the action, first feel the success of your action and thereafter ask yourself, what did I learn? What are my teaching objectives and what students' learn outcomes are? What mistakes I have made? Why? How I will correct my mistakes and improve my teaching in next action? Which knowledge or beliefs and skills are improved by this practice? What are the weaknesses who required more clarification, knowledge, skills? The cognitive act of a self-observation of planning of action, execution of action, and giving feedback to oneself after an action is called reflective thinking, and it is continuing process. Through this practice, teacher can lead students' learning and ensure learning achievements of all students. Learning Activity 1, Practice of Reflection. Dear learners, let's practice the reflection of your teaching learning practice. Please write your reflection of any teaching learning activity which you did in this week. For this practice, use the following suggested template of a reflective teaching diary. First point, a reflection before action. Second, a reflection during action. Third, a reflection after action. So, you shall do it by yourself. Check your learning. 1. Which two things are mainly considered in conceptualization of teacher leadership? Choices A. Teachers' academic accountability. Choice B. Teachers' effort to personalize teaching. Choice 3. Teachers' subject knowledge. Choice D. Teachers' expertise in teaching. Right, true or false? When teacher leads students' learning, he or she to give more importance to learning outcomes instead of learning process. You shall write whether it is true or false. Number 3. Why teacher should be a reflective practitioner? Choice 1. Teaching is very important profession. B. Teaching and pedagogy are ever evolving thing. C. Students need new thing in teaching. D. Teacher need professional upgradation. So answer these questions by yourself. The role of school leadership in preparing teachers as the leaders of their classroom. Friends, in our country, there is no provision for completing any independent course or training to become a headmaster or school principal. Headmasters are selected and appointed as the head teacher, appointed according to seniority. A teacher who has completed a certain period of service is appointed as the head teacher. At present, in most of the private schools, seniority is not even a priority. The fact is that they do not have any teaching experience. It is expected that the school leadership should have a vision to enhance the quality of teaching and that it should guide all the teachers and ensure the learning of the students using their own professional expertise in teaching. It is true that in addition to leading the teaching and learning to the headmaster, the discipline of the students, midday meal, security and maintenance of the school building, accounting, updating the school records and presenting them to the seniors from time to time, organizing and participating in sports and cultural activities, taking their cooperation, attending government meetings, sometimes holding meetings, etc. Many tasks and administrative responsibilities have to be fulfilled by the headmaster. Headmasters or principals often do not have time to shift from administrative work to teaching learning. Some principals believe that teaching learning is the responsibility of teachers and that we only want to evaluate their teaching work by observing it. But if you think of the word headmaster, it means that his main role is teaching. He is not an administrator, he is the head among the teachers. Therefore, the main responsibility of the headmaster is the teaching and learning of the students, and then the other administrative responsibilities are actually the opposite. These traditional responsibilities cannot be an obstacle in the way of fulfilling the main role. In fact, it would not be appropriate to give such an excuse. Improving this is essential for the quality of education. So the question is, does the headmaster want to teach in every classroom? And how will he be able to do that? The answer is that he does not mind going to class whenever he can, but the real role is to take the lead in teaching and learning and to influence the quality and inclusion of teaching and learning through all his teachers. Then we will see how he can do this through the following points. First point, to provide academic leadership to improve students' learning outcomes. Academic leadership is the process by which the headmaster uses the knowledge, skills, and teaching learning approach he or she possesses to bring about positive change in the teaching learning process in the school. In this process, the headmaster takes the initiative to improve the students' academic performance as well as contribute to the professional development of the teachers by improving their professional abilities and skills. His academic leadership role has been assumed in the title of headmaster. Such academic leadership believes that every student in school is capable of learning and should be constantly evolving, and that every teacher makes the students' learning easier by constantly improving his or her own learning, using this his or her knowledge and skills. Such academic leadership not only stops the teachers from assisting them in their studies and supervising their work, but also provides all necessary assistance to the teaching learning process by constantly monitoring and insisting on improvement and innovation. Not only that, but we know that many headmasters at primary, upper primary and secondary levels still do this by going to each class. The head teacher is the teacher first and then the head of the school. So the head teacher is familiar with the role of the teacher, the challenges in helping the students with different learning abilities and needs in the learning process to reach the right learning outcomes, class problems, etc. At the same time, as the head of the school, he is expected to provide all kinds of support to the teachers for teaching and other academic work. Next, to set a clear goal for teaching and learning of the school and to make the policy accordingly. The school leadership should take into account all the context of the school, the location of the school, the socio-cultural background of the students, educational status, geographical location, community language, parental occupation, economic status, and all the backgrounds of the students, and develop a practical strategy to achieve. Next, to develop a work culture that will facilitate teaching and learning process. The school leadership needs to think consistently about how to make the school work culture conducive to learning. The school should not be an administrative or corporate establishment, but it should be a center of enjoyable lifelong learning experience. It should be the ideal center that can facilitate social cultural interaction, where students can explore and realize their physical, mental, intellectual, spiritual abilities and find themselves effectively at different levels, body, mind, intelligence and spiritual, and freely express themselves. This requires that the school's work culture be based on high moral values and that transactions be conducted in a generous, cooperative manner. The headmaster should always be attentive, as the school work culture is often trained by or tainted by competition, jealousy, and gossips. The biggest responsibility of the school leadership is to take away these misconducts and develop a work culture of mutual cooperation and respect. Among the school principals, teachers, students, non-teaching staff, and other service providers, which are detrimental to the learning of the students, school leadership should consciously change the style and method of work. Every action of the school and its constituents should be an ideal direction. That is, it is the task of the school leadership to establish a culture of learning and to nurture it and facilitate the learning of students in its shadow. Features of the learning-centered school work culture. 1. Based on high human values. 2. More free and experimental. 3. Cooperation. 4. Academic relations. 5. Experience centered. 6. Inclusive. 7. Based on mutual trust. 8. Inspiring and enjoyable. 9. Self-motivational. 10. Stress-free. 11. Innovation and creativity. 12. Teaching learning is a celebration. Next, a role as a catalyst for collegiality. Here I would like to quote Richard Elmore: "Privacy of practice produces isolation, and isolation is the enemy of improvement." Very true. If we want to improve and grow continuously in our professional life, then companionship and cooperation between colleagues who share responsibility and work as a team is very essential for a school as learning organization. Collegiality is seen as a key aspect of teacher professional development and a vehicle to increase teacher knowledge. Collegiality is one of the most important factors in determining the quality of a school, but nowadays, many school leaders do not have the time or skills to develop a sense of collegiality among their staff. According to Ronald Brack, as a school leader, if you want to learn and develop your students, then you as headmaster should first note that their teachers must first learn and be updated and focus on constantly evolving. For that, not only providing teaching facilities to teachers but also enhancing the spirit of collegiality among teachers is essential. The school leadership should work for the development and learning of the students by enhancing the quality of teaching and learning by promoting collegiality-based collaborative work. According to Barthas, the spirit of collegiality is reflected in the following four things. Ronaldo Barthes' aspects of collegiality. First, school teachers discuss about their students' progress and issues with each other. Second, teachers develop and implement the curriculum and its activities in collaboration. Third, teachers teach each other new things. Fourth, teachers and school leader, school management work together to solve school problems. The school leadership should develop the spirit of collegiality among all the teachers in the school. The school leadership should develop the spirit of collegiality among all the teachers in the school, and as a catalyst for this, he can organize various activities such as games and sports for all staff. Informal discussions like a coffee with the staff, staff picnic, staff study tours, allocating collaborative work, sharing staff's private joys and sorrows, celebrating colleagues' successes collectively, also supporting failure, etc. Let's see and be inspired by the work of one such principal who enhances student learning through the spirit of collegiality. Learning Activity 2, Scenario-Based Discussion. Dear learners, read the following scenario carefully and try to understand the practice of collegiality, building and relate with your context with focus question and write your answers in assigned discussion forum. Principal Mohan Sir, while leading the school, keeping in mind the Bartha's collegiality principle, and always he follows the formula of learning achievement of all students through collegiality. He always sees how mutual cooperation and collaboration will grow in their school teachers. On the last Saturday of each month, they conduct a meeting of all teachers with the title of "Let's Talk About Students." This discussion focuses on the progress of students, their characteristics, their academic problems, difficulties, and their previous state. In this meeting, Mohan Sir always asks the following questions to ensure that the developmental aspect of the students remains at the center of the discussion. In what areas of study are students progressing, or in what areas are they having problems, and what are their reasons? In this discussion, he always encourages teachers to suggest corrective measures or solutions and initiatives for ensuring students' learning achievement. He promotes collaborative efforts for students' progress. As a result of this practice, all the teachers in the school jointly organize and implement activities for the students' learning and development. This has resulted in enhanced level of students' learning achievement. Questions: What is the statue of collegiality in your school? Question number 2, what are the best practices you or your principal doing in your school for collegiality building? Please answer yourself. Next, academic supervision of feedback. The main role of the headmaster is to continuously monitor the teaching learning work of the teachers and accordingly give useful positive developmental feedback to the teachers concerned at that time. Through this, he or she is directly leading the teaching learning process of the school. Such supervision and feedback are very useful for the professional development of teachers. At the same time, it should be kept in mind that academic supervision should not be used to evaluate the work of teachers or to create a good or bad opinion about teachers. If this happens, it will increase the work stress on the teachers. It will create fear. It will be like showing distrust. So while supervising, the headmaster should show the spirit of friendly colleague. The purpose of academic supervision is to ensure the quality of academic work and to ensure the success of the students. So it should be for following objectives. The purpose of academic supervision: to provide education guidance to teachers, to give feedback to teachers for their teaching and other academic work, to make open academic interaction with the teachers, assist teachers in reflective learning, helping teachers to monitor their professional progress, provide necessary assistance and help to teachers in their class or field.